Great Truths Handed Down from Father to Son, June 27. The king made him, Joseph, lord of his house, and ruler of all his possessions, to instruct his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his elders wisdom. RSV. In his childhood, Joseph had been taught the love and fear of God. Often in his father's tent, under the Syrian stars, he had been told the story of the night vision at Bethel, of the ladder from heaven to earth, and the descending and ascending angels, and of him who from the throne above revealed himself to Jacob. He had been told the story of the conflict beside the Jabbok, when, renouncing cherished sins, Jacob stood conqueror, and received the title of a prince with God. A shepherd boy, tending his father's flocks, Joseph's pure and simple life had favored the development of both physical and mental power. By communion with God through nature and the study of the great truths handed down as a sacred trust from father to son, he had gained strength of mind and firmness of principle. In the crisis of his life, when making that terrible journey from his childhood home in Canaan to the bondage which awaited him in Egypt, looking for the last time on the hills that hid the tents of his kindred, Joseph remembered his father's God. He remembered the lessons of his childhood, and his soul thrilled with the resolve to prove himself true, ever to act as became a subject of the King of Heaven. In the bitter life of a stranger and a slave, amidst the sights and sounds of vice and allurements of heathen worship, a worship surrounded with all the attractions of wealth and culture and the pomp of royalty, Joseph was steadfast. He had learned the lesson of obedience to duty. Faithfulness in every station, from the most lowly to the most exalted, trained every power for highest service. At the time when he was called to the court of Pharaoh, Egypt was the greatest of nations. In civilization, art, learning, she was unequaled. Through a period of utmost difficulty and danger, Joseph administered the affairs of the kingdom, and this he did in a manner that won the confidence of the king and the people. Pharaoh made him lord of his house, and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and teach his senators wisdom, KJV. Loyalty to God, faith in the unseen, was Joseph's anchor. In this lay the hiding of his power. The arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Joseph and Daniel proved themselves true to the principles of their early training, true to him whose representatives they were,